with the Dalai Lama and Prime Minister of Hesse Roland Koch's announcement that Western support for Tibetan separatism will increase before the Olympic Games. Berlin is flanking its activities against Beijing with lobbying projects that at first sight seem to have nothing to do with China, but to gain influence in another sovereign state, Mongolia, and in a section called Raw Materials. This summer, the German government conspicuously intensified its cooperation with Mongolia as well. The German Minister of Economics, Michael Gloss, visited that country in July of 2007, accompanied by a large business delegation. In August, a delegation of managers from the German Asia-Pacific Business Association followed. Already in the first semester of 2007, business between the two countries had increased by approximately one-third. Berlin's business endeavors are focusing particularly on mining cooperation, unquote, according to the Minister of Economy. Mongolia is rich in minerals, copper, and gold deposits. Germany and Mongolia are splendidly supplementing one another, cooed German Parliamentary President Norbert Lammert to his Mongolian counterpart last September. You have the raw materials we need, and we can contribute to your knowledge and technology for the refinement and processing of your raw materials, unquote. From the foreign policy dialogue concluded between Berlin and Ulaanbaatar in April of 2006, it is evident that Berlin's influence is not only directed at a dependent supplier of resources needed by German industry. Possible lines of impact were exposed in a spectacular exhibit inaugurated a year earlier by Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder in the company of the Mongolian Prime Minister in the government's Art and Exhibition Hall in Bonn. With much publicity, the results of German research in Mongolia were presented under the motto, Genghis Khan and His Heritage, unquote. This occurred just before the 800th anniversary of the founding of the Greater Mongolian Empire was to be celebrated with much pageantry in Ulaanbaatar in the presence of the German parliamentary president. The exhibition in Bonn also caught the attention in Inner Mongolia, an autonomous region in northern China that holds Genghis Khan in high esteem as the symbol of aspirations of a greater Mongolia. German interests in Mongolia and the Chinese Inner Mongolian region also extend back to the 1920s. Berlin invited the Mongolian Minister of Education to make a tour of Germany in 1924. Ulaanbaatar sent 35 students to Germany for classes in 1926. The goal was to create a long-term, close relationship to counteract Mongolia's strong dependence on Moscow. In 1927, the German Foreign Ministry sent an expedition to Inner Mongolia and Xinjiang, today another autonomous region of China. As recent investigations show, Berlin sent several military personnel camouflaged as researchers to China to accompany the pro-German Swedish scientist Sven Hedin to do espionage in the rebellious minority regions. Both initiatives were unsuccessful. Then, in the spring of 1928, Beijing refused to allow the German military expedition to continue its journey, and due to pressure from Moscow, the Mongolian students had to return home in 1929 and 30. The idea of gaining a foothold in Asia with the cooperation of Mongolia and forces struggling for a greater Mongolia has never been abandoned. As the Wehrmacht continued its eastward advance in 1942 and Japanese troops reached the borders of Tibet, the plans to create a buffer state, a pan-Mongolian federation between the world powers, were reactivated. This federation, comprised of Tibet, seeking to enhance its relations with Berlin, Mongolia, and Inner Mongolia, that in 1937, with the aid of Japan, had won its sovereignty, would be under the hegemony of Germany and Japan. Only the defeat of the World War II aggressors thwarted the application of these plans. Since the mid-1980s, Germany has been actively reviving its traditions of cooperation that had been established by the SS in the 1930s. Relations to Mongolia have been systematically intensified since 1991. Good contacts to Inner Mongolia have mainly been maintained by Berlin's Axis partner, Japan. The three regions are not only united in their aspirations to achieve comprehensive independence from China, they also maintain close cultural ties to one another. Tibetan Buddhism is the main religion in Mongolia and Inner Mongolia, and the religious leader, the Dalai Lama, is highly revered there. As the God King himself explained in a recent interview in the German press, eventual upheavals in Tibet will also have repercussions, unquote, on Inner Mongolia. Berlin's Tibet offensive is not motivated by its concern for a minority culture, as it likes to pretend. It is the repeated attempt to lay hand on about half of the Chinese territory and use its population for the struggle against Beijing. And the purpose of that, of course, is to get their hands on the raw materials. A couple of articles were not a few things that were worth mentioning here. The same sort of a policy of Volksgruppenrechte is being pursued by the UNPO against a large country called the United States. And among the groups whose rights are being championed are those of Native Hawaiians and Native Americans, such as the Lakota. That's not to say that those groups don't have legitimate rights. They do, or that the history of oppression against them is laudable. But again, note that this is using ostensibly a good cause for bad purposes, namely for the dissolution and conquest of rival large states. There will be supplemental material to this broadcast in the description to For the Record 615, but we have no more time because this concludes Side 2 of For the Record 615, Going Native, Part 2, German Foreign Policy and Its Implications, being recorded on October 21st of 2007. My name is Dave Emery. Thanks for listening.
That man is insane. But I'm here to bring some sanity to the radio. Music or sanity at any rate. This is the old codger. This is WFMU, East Orange, WXHD, Mount Hope.
Say, boy, you hear that?
Yes, I hear that.
You know what that is?
Sound like something I never heard.
Man, that is something you ain't never heard. That's the bugaboo.
Well, what is that bugaboo?
Well, come over here and I'll sing it to you. Oh, something worries me. Oh, what can the trouble be? Gather round and hear me ring. It's your souls I've got to save. Cause that you don't want to hear. Cause that make you jump with fear. I see feeling down your spine when those voices start to whine. Oh, there's nothing you can do. You've got the bugaboo. Get down on your knees and pray. Throw your hands up to heaven and say, sing hallelujah. You got the bugaboo. 10 feet on the cold ground, chase that devil around, sing hallelujah, got the bugaboo. Cause that make your blood run cold, rhythm you just can't hold. Dance until your sins are gone and fear no more when night comes on or there. There's nothing you can do. You've got the bugaboo. We'll be right back.
Yeah, that was Red Knickers and Wingy Manone and the Bugaboo. A little Halloween treat there. This is the old codger playing 70 RPM records like they're going out of style. I am here every week. Well, almost every week. Yes, those weeks which have 14 days. That's when I'm here every week. Doing the radio show for an hour on Tuesday night. Now, I do want to issue an apology for something that I said last program. It was an erroneous observation that I made about the WFMU staff. I just want to say that when, in the last program, when I referred to the WFMU staff as whiny maggots, I was not being literal. So, I want to make that clear. I met a number of the staffers over the last couple of weeks, and I will attest, I will swear on the Bible that none of them are literally whiny maggots. Not a one. I did not see literally a maggot who whined among the staff. However, I did meet a number of people who work here who I would describe as having whiny, maggot-like personalities. So perhaps we'll just leave it at that. I do want to... That apology stands. Okay, well, let's get on with the program. I only have an hour. Got lots of great music. Oh, lots of great music. And all of it on 78 RPM records only. That's all we play here. No compact discs, no tapes, no LP, no M3Ps, no cartridges, nothing. It's all 78 RPM records. You'll love the surface noise. Okay, on to the music now.
Some folks want a doctor when they're out of sorts. Some folks want a lot of fun, and some are fond of sports. But all I want, sweetheart, is only you. I don't want a tonic, I want no change of air. I'll find heaven any place as long as you are there. Sweetheart, just you, sweetheart, you do. Who can bring the breath of spring? Who can make the songbird sing? Nobody, nobody but you. Who can brighten darkest skies? Who can dry my tear-dimmed eyes? Nobody, nobody but you. And when I'm lonely and weary and everything seems wrong, who is the only that's cheery and puts the gladness in my song? Who can bring the sunshine where there's been darkness and despair? Nobody, nobody but you.
Get set for the party tomorrow night at the Swing Cats Hall. Come on, let them send your body at the Swing Cats Ball. No time to lose, please don't be tardy. Tomorrow night at the Swing Cats Hall. Get in the groove with everybody at the Swing Cats Ball. Some will shag while others drag. Some will bump while others jump. Park Avenue will do their swinging tomorrow night at the Swing Cats Hall. You can't refuse to join in swinging at the Swing Cats Ball.
I shouldn't care. but I do. You know I do. I know you love to flit around while I just sit around and wonder what's become of you. I know that I shouldn't moan, shouldn't hope you're lonesome too, but I do. You know I do, 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 do.
Well, probably some of you can't even tell. Sophie Tucker from Josephine Baker. Well, that was neither. That was Ruth Etting. Ruth Etting and the song But I Do, You Know I Do. That was a 78 RPM record, you know. That RPM stands for revolutions per minute. Yes, it has nothing to do with liberation theology, okay? It has to do with fine, fine entertainment and high culture, as I define it. And it's my hour to define culture. We heard Louis Jordan and At the Swing Ball, Ukulele Ike, that's Cliff Edwards, Did Nobody But You, and the Tom Crowley Orchestra with Doc Ology. All here on the Old Codger Show. I have 1 hour every 2 weeks to come down from my bunker. I live in East Orange on Springdale Avenue, live in a bunker. It takes me a couple of days to get down there pushing the shopping cart on Route 280, but they let me do a radio show. And I play 78 RPM records like they're going out of style. Well, just remember, the only male enhancement drug that I need is a photo of Sophie Tucker. Yes, that keeps me going. Yes, anyway, some people down here at the radio station, they do this thing called the Accu Playlist on the internet. So, I don't do it. I don't have a computer. I don't care about them. I have a small engineer who keeps a playlist, and he will print it in next year's Farmer's Almanac. So, you'll just have to wait a little bit. Yes, we have no Accu Playlist here. We do have the Smacu Playlist. Yes. And speaking of Smacu, I met a kid the other day on the street. He had a clipboard. He came up to me as I was going into the grocery store, and he asked me where I rate. He says, hello, old man. He calls me an old man. So he says, where do I rate climate change on my list of concerns? Well, fortunately, I had the list in my pocket of my concerns. So I reached for it. And I looked, climate change. Yeah, I'm looking down the list. I said, well, it's not in my top 500. Ella Fitzgerald coming back to life is number 46. And not being able to hook up with Sophie Tucker in the afterlife is number 3. But climate change, it's not in my top 500. I'm sorry. Could be number 501. I left that list home. So I told him, I said, it's nowhere. It's not on this list. Then I asked him, I said, did he mind if I took a poll from him? And I asked him where on his list of concerns was 5 knuckles in his teeth. And he started babbling at me about greenhouse gases and carbon footprints and the CO2 emissions and melting glaciers and endangered polar bear habitats and stuff. So I shot him. Yes. No, I'm not speaking metaphorically. I'm speaking literally this time. I shot him. Well, in the leg. So he's not dead. And I understand he's going to be out there next week with his clipboard again asking people stupid questions. Well, anyway, enough stupidity. There's plenty of that going around. I bring sanity to the airwaves, yes. Well, anyway, time for some more great 70 RPM music. We got the Milt Hirsch Trio right here. You'll hear Willie the Lion Smith on the keyboards in this 78 RPM record. here on WFMU.
Thank you. mystic order of the
boom boom ha-cha, boom boom ha-cha, boom boom ha-cha, boom boom ha-cha.
Wanna be a member? Wanna be a member?
No. There's the way out.
Wanna be a member? Wanna be a member?
No.
Oh,
Yes.
What a pippin. Yeah, that's Helen Kane. And that's my weakness now. Yes. Yeah. Helen Kane. She was the boop-boop-a-doop girl back in the 1920s. A fine lady, I knew her very well. This is the old codger Courtney T. Edison on WFMU, here for 60 minutes, playing great music. Great 78 RPM music. Before that, we heard Betty Boop. Somebody called on the phone and said that Betty Boop and Helen Kane were the same person. I don't know what you're talking about. They sound totally different to me. Says he couldn't tell them apart. I don't know what he's talking about. He's insane. Anyway, Betty Boop with her sidekick Bimbo and Wanna Be a Member was a great Broadway musical back in the 1920s. We heard Cab Calloway and his orchestra with Paradiddle and the Milt Hirth Trio with Willie the Lion Smith on the organ and O'Neill Spencer on the vocal, and they did Josephine. So, I got a letter. Somebody says he's a fan of the old codger. He wrote me a letter. His name is Don or Doug, Dave or something like that. Anyway, I just want to say to you out there, if you're listening to me, do not write me fan letters. Well, you can write, but I don't know if I'm going to get around to answering your fan letters because I've got fan mail from 1914 that I haven't answered yet. In fact, I remember back in 1914, I got that fan mail. I was about to sit down and write a reply. But by the time I found a pen, World War I had started, and I got distracted. And then during the war, there was paper rationing, so I couldn't get stationery. And at the war's end, yes, probably too young to remember, but we had to suffer through the Great Envelope Famine of 1917. Yes, then after the war, there was a terrible flu epidemic, and all the postmen died. So a new generation of postmen had to be born, and we had to wait until they grew up before we could mail anything. And then by then, all the stamps that I had were no good because they'd raised the postage rates. So those were tough times. And you kids think you got it bad nowadays. Yes, got it easy now. Yes, I'd like to recollect the past. You know, time marches on. Yeah, I don't know if you remember back in the 1960s, there were these terrible, terrible tribe of people. They're called the hippies. You ever hear of them? I'm so glad there are no more hippies left anymore. Ah, I wonder what happened to them. They probably died out from inbreeding. Yeah, they had terrible taste in music and bad hygiene. I saw one here at the radio station once, and I chased him away with a pellet gun. I think he was trying to steal our spoons. Well, it's time to get back to the music. Old codger here, running out of time, talking too much, sorry. It's time for Butter Beans and Susie on 78 RPM Platter. For you, from the old codger.
My chances is getting mighty slim.
Yes, butter, just take these few lines in.
What is it?
I said cold storage, Papa. Your hot house, Mama, is a little bit too warm for you. I said cold storage, Papa. Your hot house, Mama, don't like the way you do.
What is I'm doing?
Now you can only love me certain time of year. And that's the kind of loving doesn't suit me there. So cold storage, Papa, your hot house, Mama, is a little bit too warm for you.
Come here. I said cold storage, Mama, your hot house, Papa, is a little bit too hot for you. I said cold storage, Mama, your hot house, Papa, don't like the way you do. You haven't kissed or hugged me in a month or two. Now I want to know, boys, what kind of gal is you? It's getting so nice to you, don't even get me a measly kiss. Look here, folks, tell me what kind of gal is this? When we first met, you said you had love to bring, but married life a failure, far as I am concerned. You're supposed to be so red hot on the day that we wed, and now I've got to wear my overcoat to bed. So I said, cold storage, mama, your hot house, papa, is a little bit too hot for you.
Someday to say goodbye. But now that you are through with me, what can I do but set you free?
So at last
it's come to me.
Oh,
you found a new love. Think of my true love ending this way.
So at last
it's come to me. I couldn't hold love. Think of the old love going astray.
Wednesday.
No one ever knew that you were
only having fun.
No, no. And I couldn't see.
I couldn't be
the only one.
So you said
you love me so. You never cared at all, I know. And so at last it comes to this.
Just because me jacket ain't longer, me pants ain't draped with me waist to me shoulder. You wait until I went out a Christmas evening. Bring your saga in me house romancing. Fan me saga boy, fan me. Fan me saga boy, fan me. Long live our gracious king, but a Christmas saga boy, Christmas morning. a hole in the bed, near the partition. That's where I gain my observation. You lock your neck and you try to grab a post, with you in your eyes, and you gave up the ghost. You lock your neck a second time again, make you content, promise him a fighter plane. In the heat of the battle, you made a right about. He mashed your corn and you were down, well knocked out.
Fan me, saga boy, fan me. Fan me, saga boy, fan me. Long live our gracious king, and a king we saga boy Christmas morning.
The facts I you ought to know, don't blame the neighbor, for they didn't tell me so. I had my idea and decided to lay me trap, made my attack, and lay wait in the back. I heard a knocking, I saw him entering, the lights went slow, there was a whispering, there was no earthquake, but the place was shaking. You locked your neck and you began singing,
fan me, saga boy, fan me, saga boy, fan me. Long live our gracious king, but a Christmas saga boy, Christmas morning.
Holds through, which I gain observation. I even noticed some naval action. Same holds through, which I gain observation. I even noticed some naval action. Cause I saw him with his destroyer, while you were getting ready with your minesweeper. He shot a torpedo at your ship and missed, but he dropped his bombs in your captain's office.
Fan me, saga boy, fan me. Fan me, saga boy, fan me. Long live our gracious king, but a king be saga boy Christmas morning.
Outside in and inside out, you're my meat. Ah, you're fat and 40, but naughty, you're my meat. From your feet to your head, you knock me dead, you're my meat. I got you covered, but baby, you're my meat. In the days of old, when knights were bold, they were pious and modest, I'm told. Don't you see that couldn't be me? I'd have to talk about your yams and your big fat hams. It excites me so, because I know you're my me. Fat and 40, but lordy, you're my me.
Yeah, that was another one from Louis Jordan. We had a Sam called, my listener friend, buddy Sam, called and said he wanted to hear Sam or Louis Jordan. So he heard, "You're My Meat." That doesn't go out to you, Sam, specifically, but it's a song that you enjoyed. Count of Monte Cristo did Fan Me Saga Boy, and Ponce Sisters with So At Last It's Come to This, and Butterbeans and Susie did Cold Storage Papa. How's your codger running out of time? I have one more thing I want to say. Of course, that time of year, Election Day, is coming up. I think it's next week. Yes, I want you to go out and vote. I want you to vote for any guy named Stuffy. Okay? Stuffy is a good name for a candidate. So look on the ballot. If there's a guy named Stuffy or a woman named Stuffy, you vote for Stuffy. Okay? No matter what Stuffy is running for. And I want you to vote no on the referendum. Unless the referendum says Congress should go into a recess 11 months a year. Then you vote yes. And also, tomorrow on Election Day next week, if you see my name on the ballot, then you're hallucinating. And you're too crazy to vote. So please excuse yourself from the polling place and go home in shame. And take your snake oil and lie down. By the way, Congress, I've heard, is proposing a new law that will regulate putting things on top of other things. Once they pass this law, they will create a new federal bureaucracy to oversee the putting of things on top of other things. Because you see, they've decided that too many Americans are putting things on top of other things. And some child might get hurt if the things that they put on top fall off. So, Congress wants to pass the Putting Things on Top of Other Things Act of 2007 to protect the nation's children. Well, I just want to say, on behalf of many of you, I don't give a sweet patootie about the nation's children. They also said that Americans who put things on top of other things are unfair to women, minorities, and the poor, who have fewer things to put on top of other things. So, they'll have another department who will take some of your things that are on top of other things and give them to people who can't afford such things so they can put them on top of things they do have. It's a vicious cycle. I say you should be free to put anything on top of something else as long as you do not interfere with your neighbor's freedom to put his things on top of other things that belong to him, including his loud barking dog. Well, so anyway, there's my campaign message for you. I got time for one more song I got to play, because if I don't play any Sophie Tucker, Blossom's going to beat me over the head with a skillet when I get home. So, one more song, and then somebody else comes on WFMU. Here's Sophie Tucker.
With a big physique to stop flirting with me. I'm not to be had. I'm changing my fad. Tell that party with a curly hair who winked at me before that I just got rid of one and I don't want any more. I do what I like whenever I like. I like what I love and love when I like. But I'm not taking orders from no one. I don't have to sigh, don't have to cry, don't answer why, don't have to lie. But I'm not taking orders from no one. I test them, muss them and fuss them. Just stepping round, yes them, mess them, then I'll guess them. Oh, what a hound. I'm not gonna bark at nobody's track. There'll be no cold feet parked on this mama's back. But I'm not taking orders from no one. Whenever I choose, I go where I choose and take what I choose. But I'm not taking orders from no one. I've got no weeds in my patch, no eggs to hatch. My heart's unattached, my door is unlatched. But I'm not taking orders from no one. I book 'em, hook 'em, squeeze 'em and tease 'em. That's all I know. Meet 'em, greet 'em, threat 'em and cheat 'em. Then I let 'em go. I'm not gonna get into any new scrape. I'm not getting thin, but I'm keeping my shape. And I'll not take orders from no one.
Yeah, that goes out to Blossom Moskowitz and her dog, Fudgy, who are listening tonight. And that's the end of the program, the Old Codger Radio Show. I'll be back in 2 weeks. And Tom Sharpie Sharpling will not be next. He's not here. There's somebody named Dorian or something who's coming on next to play lousy music. So I'm going home. And this is WFMU, East Orange, WXHD, Mount Hope. Where the hell is Mount Hope anyway?